In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
We celebrate today the second Sunday of Lent, of Great Lent in the Orthodox Church. No, it is not Easter for us, but we welcome our guests and visitors. But on every Sunday, our foundation, the foundation of our hymns and prayers, is indeed the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Whatever other remembrances are scheduled, we celebrate the risen Lord on the day of the resurrection. And every divine liturgy is the gathering of God's people at the table of our risen Lord Jesus. And the long prayers of the liturgy of St. Basil, as appointed for Lent, will unfold for us the whole history of salvation. Today, as every year, on the second Sunday of Lent, we remember a great saint of the Church, our Holy Father, St. Gregory Palamas, Archbishop of Thessalonica, who lived from the years 1296 to 1359. He was a great teacher of prayer, whose teaching strengthened the Church in a time of temptation. He affirmed that we can have direct contact with God, with the energies of God's grace, which is the very presence of God to us. The temptation and false teaching he opposed was that God could be known in a general way, nominally using logics and philosophy, which had taken hold of theology in the West, and that grace is indeed is created and not the direct encounter with God, but an intermediary between God and man. St. Gregory insisted that we can have direct experience of God and behold him as an experience of light, of the uncreated light of divinity, the light which the apostles beheld on Mount Tabor at the Transfiguration, which was indeed the experience of our Holy Father Simeon the New Theologian, patron father of our church, along with countless other holy ones. This experience of God comes, as Elder Sofroni explains it, not as a result of developing one's reasoning and of loading one's brain with knowledge, but is the fruit of one's purity and of the mind returning to the heart and being illumined. This experience is made possible to us in the whole life of the Church, in worship and in the sacraments and in prayer, and especially the prayer of Jesus, calling repeatedly on the Lord, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. And saying this prayer both walking around and sitting quietly in God's presence. St. Gregory was a brilliant intellect, and there are volumes of his writings still coming to print in English. He ended his life as Archbishop of Thessalonica, one of the great cities of Greece, but began as a simple monk, and at one point living in a small cave above the Greek city of Veria, seeking God with his whole being. And there he learned the truth and the power of the hesychastic way, the hesychia, the way of quiet, stillness, of the unceasing prayer of Jesus, reaffirming the experience of all the holy ones before him. And by coming forth and explaining and defending the method of unceasing prayer, he indeed affirmed the words of St. Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we all should pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And he shined the light of truth when men were clouded by doubt. He kept the Church on the mystical path of communion with God. And in 1341, a church synod of bishops, officially blessed his efforts as a true expression of orthodoxy. And in his words, St. Gregory says to the clergy and to us, not only should we ourselves, in accordance with God's will, pray unceasingly in the name of Jesus Christ, but we are bound to reveal it and to teach it to others, to everyone in general, monastics and secular, learned and simple, men and women, and children, and to inspire them all with zeal for prayer unceasing. Our Holy Father Gregory. the anonymous Russian pilgrim in the famous book, Way of the Pilgrim, he lived the teaching of St. Gregory and the Jesus Prayer, and he proclaimed, interior prayer costs nothing but the effort to sink down in silence within the depths of one's heart, while calling more and more upon the radiant name of Jesus. Everyone who does that feels at once the inward light. He even catches sight in this light of some of the mysteries of the kingdom of God. In our own time, the elder Sophroni, who started on the Holy Mountain as a disciple of St. Silwan and ended up establishing a monastery in Essex, England, where they are diligent in practicing the Jesus Prayer, he says simply, does the elder, prayer in the name of Jesus gradually unites us with him. Prayer in the name of Jesus gradually unites us with him. And he said, further progress in the prayer depends on an ever-growing recognition of our sinfulness, that there's a distance separating us from God due to sin, which makes us cry out in earnest all the more, Jesus, save me. The elder said, the more humble we see ourselves, the more swiftly our prayer rises to God. If pride is active in us, or fault-finding, or unfriendliness, the Lord stands remote from us. Our spirit is then alien to his spirit. The elder continues, when we utter the name of Jesus Christ, appealing to him to be joined with us, he who is omnipresent hears us, we make living contact with him. And from the 20th century elder back to the voices of the ancient church, we hear from St. John of the Ladder, whom we remembered yesterday and will remember again the fourth Sunday in Lent. St. John says, let your prayer be completely simple, for both the publican and the prodigal son were reconciled to God by a single phrase. The publican, remember, prayed, God be merciful to me, a sinner, which is the root of the beginning of the Jesus Prayer. And the prodigal simply cried out to his father, make me one of your hired servants. And from the Saint Macarius the Great, he declares, how easy it is to say, my Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I bless you, my Lord Jesus, help me. All the Holy Fathers followed the same method, and that is why they ended with the same conclusions. And that is the way for the cure of our soul and of our whole being. But the question is today, do we believe it? Do we today believe it? Do we trust the Fathers? Do we trust St. Gregory? Do we trust their experience? Do we trust the Jesus Prayer to unite us to the Lord? It seems that we are not convinced. It seems that we are not convinced in the power of prayer and of the prayer of stillness of the Jesus Prayer. We remain skeptical of its power, just as were St. Gregory's critics. We dip our toe in the water of prayer for but a brief moment and then pull back. We pull back to the world and to our dependence on our intellect and on our ideas about life. The question is, can we think our way to God, or do we pray our way to God? Can we think our way to God? If we become an expert in the Bible, will that reveal God to us? Or do we also have to pray? Do we have to pray our way to God? Yes, we need knowledge. The knowledge is like the map. You need to have a map, the GPS, to know where you're going. But then you've got to go. You've got to get on the journey and go and fulfill it. So the knowledge, the theology, the preparation, the scripture knowledge is the map, prayer, worship, fasting, That is the way to fulfill the journey. Thirst after Jesus and he will satisfy you with his love, said St. Isaac of the Syrian. As one Russian theologian said right before the revolution, he said, there is no life without prayer. Without prayer, there is only madness and horror. And indeed, madness and horror soon came to Russia because they stopped praying. He said, the soul of Orthodoxy consists in the gift of prayer. In Hebrews 12:14, we read, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one shall see the Lord. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. We are called to holiness. How shall we become holy, brothers and sisters? Christ tells us in today's gospel, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus is the door. Is the door ready to open to us? We call in his holy name. The fathers concerning the prayer of Jesus are saying to us, if you only knew, if you only knew what awaits you, if you only knew what joy, what delight, what holy pleasure is awaiting you. And of course, they insist that we can know. Indeed, that's what St. Gregory's message is today, that we also can know. We can know the living God in prayer. But prayer is given to those who pray. The gift of prayer is strengthened by those who seek prayer. And finally, again, the words of St. Gregory Palamas from a sermon, from one of his sermons during Lent. He said to the faithful, please do not give up. Do not give up calling upon him. Do not give up calling upon the Lord. And also with fasting and vows and tears and every other means until he draws near and heals us. And with the great prayer of longing for God, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. And through the prayers of our Holy Father Gregory and of our Holy Father Innocent, whom we also remember today, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.